Time, Classic Rock Radio, pousse le volume à 11.
Et ben voilà les amis, hein, c'était donc le Bad Luck. Voilà, c'est fantastique, ce fantastique.
So how are we all doing, guys? You okay? Wanna crack on now with a song?
Voilà, c'était Bad Luck, Tough It Out Live. Voilà, c'est un album, hein, 30 ans les amis. Bah, je pense qu'on va en parler tout de suite avec Pete. Hein. Hello Pete, do you hear me?
Sure, yes, I hear you.
Pete, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. So what?
My pleasure, thank you for having me.
What a wonderful idea to record this Tough It Out live. Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Good. I'm glad you approve. That's good.
Yes. 2020. I approve totally.
Yeah. Good. Good.
So, Pete, it's a long, long, long story now, FM. We're beginning with this record to Tough It Out a long time ago. So first questions regarding this, not really this live album, but this album, when you come back on 89, wow, it's a long time ago.
Before you were born, I'm sure.
No, I'm 20. I'm 20. Sure, when you create this album, do you think this is one of the top of album, of our album, just after this release? Do you think you create one of the most important album in this year's 89?
Well, I don't really know, but the fans seem to think it's a very important album. So we normally leave it up to the fans to see what they think. You know, whenever we record an album, we try and do our best. Mm-hmm. But until fans hear it, we don't know how we've done. But yeah, it's a very popular record. And we were really happy with how it turned out. We had a couple of false starts. It was probably the second or third attempt to get it finished. We started with a couple of different producers and then ended up with Neil Kernan, and Neil did a great job. So, and we had a great time making it, a really good time.
Bon bah voilà, donc vous avez compris les amis, hein, Pete Jupp est avec nous, hein, c'est le batteur historique de FM, et donc la première question, bah, elle va directement sur l'album, hein, Tough It Out. Il est sorti en 1989, alors la première question c'était, est-ce que vous imaginiez quand vous avez sorti cet album que bah, effectivement ça allait marquer l'histoire du groupe, marquer l'histoire de l'AOR? Bah, il dit non, mais en fait on a toujours idée de faire le meilleur album possible, et ils ont passé énormément de temps à créer cet album, et puis après bah, ils ont eu ce succès, les fans étaient tout de suite derrière, et puis effectivement il y a eu cet engouement sur cet album, donc Tough It Out 1989, et c'était sorti sur Epic Records, et il a été classé dans le top 40 au UK. C'est quand même un super album. Now, 30 years after, you come back with this live and you play all this beautiful song of Tough It Out directly on the live. So, first of all, Pete, what is the idea behind this record? It is just to validate 30 years after that this is a wonderful CD, vinyl, and something like that. And or it is just to come back to the to all these listeners to say, hey, this is what we see a long time ago. Now you have the same live.
Yeah, well, it was the anniversary of the album.
Yeah.
And it was also the anniversary of Slam from Dan Reed and Taken the World from Gunn.
Yeah.
And we just got together and thought, let's go and play all the albums. You know, a three-band bill.
Yeah.
We were swapping who was headliner every night. And we just had the best time ever. That's all I can say. We could have gone on for another month or two easily. But I think we did 10 shows in the end, and only in the UK. It would have been lovely to have gone to Europe. But there we go. We didn't, or we weren't, you know, maybe we would have done if we hadn't had this horrible coronavirus. But no, we had a fantastic time on the tour. The boys from Gunn, the boys from Dan Reed Network were just incredible. Just such nice people. There were no egos. And we just had a fantastic, brilliant time. That's all I can say.
Bon bah voilà, comme il l'a dit, hein, ils ont passé un excellent tour avec Dan Reed et puis FM bien sûr et Gunn, puisqu'il y avait cette fabuleuse tournée de ces trois groupes. Donc ils ont passé énormément de temps et comme le dit Pete, il aurait bien passé un mois ou deux mois de plus. Il y a eu beaucoup de fun sur cette tournée, beaucoup de très bons moments et puis l'idée c'était de faire effectivement cette hommage à ce grand disque en profitant d'être sur cette grande tournée tous ensemble en fait, hein, tout simplement. Et si on n'avait pas ce coronavirus, effectivement, on aurait pu avoir plus, encore plus et beaucoup plus. Voilà. So Pete, I have a chance to see you maybe not all over the world, but maybe a lot of different countries in Europe. I see FM at a small venue in Pacific Rock. After that, yep. You play in Paris at the Bataclan with Saxon, and you play with the Hellfest. So it's a three different stage, but this is the same spirit. So all the band manage when we play on the small towns, small gigs, big one, and an absolute festival. So what is the approach when we have this different venue?
We don't really have any different approach. We just want to, you know, entertain the audience, you know. When we played the little small club, I think I was in like a fish tank. I had like a screen around me for the drums. The Bataclan that was quite emotional because we'd played there with Foreigner a few weeks before the terrible terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. And so it was to go back and see that it had been refurbished and it was back open. And, you know, we won't let these people stop us kind of thing. So that was an emotional night. And then when you do the big festivals, they're just so much fun. They're all different, but they're all great. You know, I love doing a massive festival or a tiny club. It makes no difference. And I think I speak for the rest of the band. You know, they're all different, but they're all great.
Yeah.
It's nice to the people, you know.
Bon, voilà, la question, elle était, Jean-Baptiste, je l'avais préparé cet après-midi, hein. FM a joué dans plusieurs endroits en France, hein. Il a joué au Pacific Rock dans un tout petit club à Cergy, il a joué au Bataclan avec Saxon et puis il a joué au Hellfest. Donc comment ils attaquent les gigs, il n'y a pas de différence, sauf bien sûr au Pacifique où il y a une glace devant la batterie, hein. Ça c'est pour ceux qui vont au Pacifique, vous avez le clin d'œil, voilà, ça vous rappellera des choses. Et puis pour eux c'est des plaisirs de donner de la musique, donc il n'y a pas de différence en fait, et on avance et on y va. Pete, some question regarding the show in Antwerp. Do you confirm that we play on this show or we have to wait with this situation with the COVID and we have to wait if it's Antwerp can be maybe postponed or something like that?
Yeah, I don't really know at the moment, Olivier.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got Frost, but you know, everyone has to say stay safe. That's the thing. We'll just go with what the promoter wants to do. But we'll be there at some point, I promise.
Ben voilà, donc la question, savoir si FM était toujours en approche du show qu'ils doivent faire à Anvers. Pour l'instant, comme il le dit, c'est surtout rester safe. Et on verra bien. Après, on suivra les différentes évolutions de ce coronavirus et des concerts. Pete, I think since the new guitar player came on your band, Jim Kirkpatrick, do you think Jim came with a lot of ideas and push FM at another level?
That's what he thinks.
But no.
Came in and he fitted in really well. And he was he's the perfect guitar player for FM because he's very sympathetic to how Chris played on the earlier albums, but he stamped his own mark on the new stuff. So no, it's perfect. You know, it's great.
Voilà, donc je posais la question aussi autour de Jim Kirkpatrick, hein, pour ceux qui suivent un petit peu l'actualité d'FM. Ça fait un petit moment maintenant qu'il est le guitariste de FM, et je voulais juste savoir si effectivement l'arrivée de Jim Kirkpatrick avait fait progresser le groupe à un autre niveau. Alors, comme le dit Pete, Jim le pense, hein, le groupe moins sûrement sur le ton de la boutade, mais en tout cas, il a amené beaucoup de choses et le groupe est très bon et les albums qui sont sortis depuis quelques années sont aussi des albums fantastiques. Pete, as you know, we have a lot of French friends, of course. I have two questions from Pierre. I think you know Pierre.
Yeah,
I think it's listen us for sure. I think we have two questions from Pierre. The first one is, what do you think FM needed to be more successful outside of England?
I think we just need to tour more, really. You know, if we can get some support tours, like I say, the Saxon tour was great. Then yeah. When we did some of the festivals over Europe, or when was that? That's probably 3 years ago now. I don't know. I've lost track of time. We just need to just tour more. But we're building, you know, we built up in Spain. We built up in Italy. Like I say, we love when we come to France. It's building. So it's good, you know, because what it was when we were signed to Sony, their way of breaking a band was the same if you were a rock band or a pop band. You had to break England or Britain, and then they thought Europe would take care of itself. And so that's all we did. We did so many tours in the UK, and we didn't really play Europe that much. So when we got back together again, we were kind of starting new. And like I said, you know, we've done great stuff in Spain. We've done great stuff in Italy, Sweden. And like I say, we just want to do that over the rest of Europe.
Ben voilà, donc la question de Pierre, c'était simple. Qu'est-ce qu'il manque à FM pour exploser hors de l'Angleterre? Ben, Pete, il dit, on a quand même fait beaucoup de choses. La dernière tournée avec Saxon, où ils étaient au milieu, était quand même très très bien. Moi, j'ai eu la chance de les voir et à Marseille, et puis à Londres, hein, puisqu'on les avait vus dans le Roundhouse à Londres. C'était un festival fantastique. Comme il le dit, on a eu beaucoup de choses, on a fait beaucoup de choses avec l'Espagne, avec l'Italie, avec la Suède. Voilà, le seul petite chose, c'est qu'avec quand ils ont signé chez Sony, apparemment c'était un peu plus difficile et puis ça fait exploser le groupe. Donc ils sont contents dans l'ensemble de tout ce qu'ils font. Pete, another question. Do you know if you have some demos of illegal Tinder?
I know I haven't. I haven't. The only person who possibly would have is Steve, I'd say. But I definitely haven't. I think the answer is probably no, to be honest. But you never know, you know, could be on a it'll be on a cassette somewhere, you know.
Oui, la deuxième réponse, hein, Pierre, c'est que peut-être ça existe chez Steve Overland. Il va falloir qu'on invite Steve pour lui poser la question. Mais en tout cas, il n'a pas. Mais si ça existe, c'est certainement par là. Mais on peut toujours chercher. Et puis voilà. Pete, I would like to say congratulations for most of your songs, most of the energy we provide during these different years. And I appreciate I appreciate a lot your music. Today I put my t-shirt for the last tour with Atomic Generation. I have a chance to see you many times. What is, after that, Pete, the next step for FM after this live recordings? Do you prepare some new stuff and something like that? Or it is planned to make some other concert as soon as the COVID must be ended?
Yeah, well, we definitely want to get back out playing live as soon as we possibly can. That's a definite, because we didn't really get a chance to promote Atomic Generation.
Yeah.
So we want to get out and do that. But yeah, we're getting ideas together for new music. So yeah, we're just doing, you know, we can't tour at the moment. So just people are at home just getting ideas together. You know, we are... We haven't just stopped, put it that way.
Voilà, bah, la question c'était quels sont les plans après pour FM, hein, comme le dit Pete, est-ce qu'ils étaient à retourner, à faire enregistrer? Bah, ils aimeraient bien quand même promouvoir Atomic Generation qui est quand même sorti il n'y a pas très longtemps et puis qu'ils auraient envie de défendre plus sur scène, hein, mais avec le Covid, bah, comme tout le monde en attendra. Last two questions, Pete, before the end of this interview. On a CD2 of your Tough It Off Live, you put some songs were not played a lot of times. Who have this idea to put these songs on this CD2?
Well, we just tried to make, you know, value for money. And what it was, we went through every live recording we had, and we didn't realize we had some of the more rare stuff, like I Ain't the One, but I don't think we played that very often, I Ain't the One. And so we just thought it'd be good for the fans, you know, some stuff that they probably haven't heard before played live. So that was it, really. I think we've used everything now, so we'll have to start again. Once we can get out playing live, we'll start recording again. You know.
Ok. Eh ben, alors, la question c'était sur le CD2. Il y a quand même beaucoup de chansons qu'on n'entend pas très souvent live. Et puis l'idée, pourquoi ils ont fait ça? Bah, parce qu'ils ont pensé que c'était surtout pour les fans. Et puis il y avait idée de faire découvrir aussi des choses bah, qui sont un petit peu différentes de FM, autre que le Tough It Out, hein, bien sûr. Et ils vont refaire des lives et ils referont aussi ça incessamment sous peu dès qu'ils pourront retourner. Pete. Last question, but I think it's a difficult one. What is your favorite song on Tough It Out?
Oof, that is a tough one. Let me think. Can I think of any songs that are on Tough It Out?
Yeah.
I would say, oof, blimey. I'm going to go Tough It Out.
Okay.
Tough It Out, but there's no songs on there I don't like, put it that way. But at this moment in time, Tough It Out is my favorite one.
Ok, bah voilà, la question qui était un petit peu piégeuse hein, pour Pete, c'était quel est le morceau qu'il préfère dans l'album Tough It Out, hein, c'est quand même un super album, donc c'est compliqué. Et bah, il garde le title track qui sera Tough It Out. Pete, thank you so much. The next songs, it's of course Every Time I Think of You. Not me, hein, but the song. Hein.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
So, can you just introduce the song for the listener and just give some words to the listener? And just after we start, Everything I Think of You.
Okay, here's Every Time I Think of You off of our new live album, Tough It Out Live. Be safe, be healthy, and be happy. God bless.
Thank you so much, Pete. So, let's go for Every Time I Think of You.
Vinyl Time, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.